So we were hanging out at my place, just my best friend Nick and I, catching up on life. I've known Nick since freshman year in high school, and we've always been close, sharing secrets and supporting each other through thick and thin. But today, things took an unexpected turn. I was lounging on the couch, my legs tucked under me, while Nick was sprawled out on the beanbag chair nearby. We were chatting casually about our plans for the weekend, and I suddenly felt really horny. So I decided that maybe Nick might be fun to tease. He's always so disciplined and kind of a goody two shoes. I thought that maybe it'd be fun. So I said to him, "Imagine me kneeling in front of you." He said, "Ha, what are you even talking about, Ella?" As if to laugh off such a socially unacceptable statement. I then looked at him dead in the eye, my mouth wrapped around you, choking on every inch. "Do you think that'd be hot?" I trailed off, letting this image land in the air between us. Shocked, I watched Nick's cheek flush a deep red, and I could tell he was struggling to process this new information. I reveled in his discomfort, knowing I was about to break this goody two shoes walls right down. I held his gaze, my eyes never leaving his, as I slowly slid off the couch and kneeled before him. The position was deliberate. A silent challenge, a reminder of the fantasy I just presented. I even ran my hands up his thighs, feeling the warmth of his skin beneath my fingertips. I could see Nick's heart pounding in his chest as I stared, trying to reconcile the innocence we'd known for years with the provocative sitting before us. He managed to croak out, "You really want me to?" I nodded eagerly, my eyes gleaming with anticipation. As Nick sat there, his eyes wide with a mix of shock and arousal, I stripped him bare. I was hardly able to contain my excitement. The sight of his huge tent of an erection straining against his boxers made my core clench with need. I wrapped my fingers around the base of his shaft, giving it a slow, teasing squeeze. Nick's eyes fluttered close, a low groan escaping his lips. My grip tightened on his cock, stroking it firmly as I brought my face closer to his throbbing length without waiting for a response. I then engulfed the head of his cock in my mouth, swirling my tongue around the sensitive crown. His hips bucked involuntarily, a choked gasp escaping him as he lost control. I took him deeper, relaxing my throat to accommodate his girth. The pressure was intense, but I relished the challenge, determined to prove I could handle every inch of my boy best friend. As I worked his length with my mouth, I couldn't help but marvel at the irony of the situation. Just hours ago, we were laughing and gossiping like usual, completely unaware of the desires simmering beneath the surface. Now, there we were, engaged in a forbidden act that would forever alter the dynamics of our friendship. I hollowed my cheeks, sucking harder as I bobbed my head along his shaft, taking him to the hill with every downward motion. His hands tangled in my hair, his grip tightening as he loses himself to the pleasure I provide. "Fuck Ella," he groaned, his voice strained with ecstasy. "Your mouth feels so damn good. I never knew you could be like this." I gazed up at Nick, his eyes glazed with lust, his chest heaving with exertion. A wicked grin spread across my face as I leaned in, capturing his lips in a searing kiss. He tasted like sweat and sex, those flavors mingling intoxicatingly on my tongue. Breaking away, I positioned myself right over him, guiding his rigid cock to my entrance. And with a smooth guide, I sunk down, enveloping his thick cock inside my tiny little cunt.